Welcome back to Techtopia, a podcast about a better future. I'm John Biggs. Today on the show, we have Raul Sood. He's the founder of Unicorn, an esports betting site. This is Technotopia. Technotopia is brought to you by Happy Fun Corp. Happy Fun Corp is a design-driven technology company in Brooklyn, New York that specializes in building mobile and web applications for startups and Fortune 500 companies. Whether it's a new mobile or web application that will help people experience the internet in a fun new way, or software that will interface with a new piece of top-secret hardware, Happy Fun Corp is always up to the challenge. Big or small, Happy Fun Corp loves building software and loves working with great people. Come build with them. HappyFunCorp.com. Welcome back to Technotopia, a podcast about a better future. I'm John Biggs. Today on the show, we have Raul Sood. He's the founder of Unicorn, former founder of Voodoo PC. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Voodoo PC was, I admit that was one of my favorite companies.
Thank you. It was a really cool company, no doubt. And I had a lot of fun with it. It was sort of my hobby, playing games. That's how it all started.
And you decided to sell some laptops. I remember I worked at Laptop Magazine, and then I think Voodoo first came out, and that's when you were sending them in boxes with grass and like tribal noises would come out of them.
Yeah, that's right. We were. Yeah, it was actually really interesting, you know, because back then I think if PCs were sort of boring, right? I think the only company that was doing anything interesting was Apple, obviously. But beyond that, you know, the PC industry was just like terribly boring, and they needed companies like us to kind of think about new experiences, everything from the out of box experience to the customer. Experience and all of that stuff. Like it was just, and in gaming, gaming tends to drive technology, it was a neat time for sure. Obviously, when HP bought us, everything changed. But that's how it goes. So I guess I shouldn't be too surprised by that. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was a different culture. I don't think HP is going to attach crazy talking microchips into their PCs.
No, that's boxes. True. But you know, when you come up with a plan, and that sort of thing, you hope to stick with it. But big company politics is just it's insane.
Yeah. Interesting. So why don't you tell us what you're working on now? I think the interesting thing for Technotopia specifically is that you're working on a token sale, right? So why don't you describe what a token sale is to us?
Sure. Well,
and the new company is called Unicorn, right?
Yeah, new company is called Unicorn. And a token sale is basically where a company produces a token, like a cryptocurrency, based on typically it's Ethereum, but it doesn't have to be. But you're producing your own cryptocurrency, and the cryptocurrency is something that you use on your platform. And then you sell that token essentially. I mean, that's sort of it in a nutshell, but there's a lot more to it than that. You've heard of ICOs. So, another term for a token sale, that's loosely used is ICO. And essentially what these companies are doing is they're producing their token and they're doing an initial coin offering and they're selling a bunch of them, to raise money, for their business.
Now, are you doing it to raise money for your business, for your new business?
No. So, our company, we've been, just to give you some background on what Unicorn is, we're an esports bookmaker. We've been operational since 2014. We essentially create all of the odds for all the major esport matches in the world. And that includes live betting. We also build the betting application. So we have this really cool app that people can use on our website where they can bet on any of the major tournaments. We have a skill-based platform where people can bet on their own skill. So we're effectively, we sit at the intersection of video games and gambling. That's our business. And in 2014, one of the first things we wanted to do was deal with the regulatory issue. So we wanted to partner with a really great company in gambling, and we found Tabcorp. Tabcorp is the largest it's the largest operator of betting in Australia. And, you know, gambling in Australia is sort of a big deal. It's very much part of culture. And when we went to Tabcorp, we presented them with what we were working on. You know, we were working on a sports book, and we already had some skill-based tech that I built years ago with some friends, and ended up acquiring it when I started Unicorn. Well, the long story short is Tabcorp fell in love with the business. They love what we're doing. They invested in us, and we got investment from Sherry Redstone, Elizabeth Murdoch. We then did our Series A, in which Tabcorp followed on, and Binary led the round. And then we had other investors come in, like Mark Cuban and Ashton Kutcher, and we raised $10 million. Mm-hmm. And we built a business. You know, we operate real money betting in Australia and the UK. We're licensed and regulated. And as part of that, we also had a global community. Like, if you want to get a flavor for what Unicorn does, you go to news.unicorn.com. It's UNIKRN.com. And it sort of gives you a view of all the, you know, all the things that we do. And effectively, we have a global community of people that use our platform. And yet they wanted to bet, but they couldn't because, you know, we're not licensed in certain markets. It's a highly regulated industry. So we created something called the Unicoin. And the Unicoin is a token. It's an internal token. It's not a crypto yet. Mm-hmm. But we created this token so that people could earn it by connecting their gaming accounts to our platform. They could bet, and they could win prizes, you know, raffles, things like that. And, you know, the cool thing about it is, well, our customers love it. They think it's a lot of fun. It sort of gamifies the experience of watching and participating in esports. But the biggest question or the biggest request we've had on it is how can I add value? Like, how can we add value to the Unicoin? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just to sort of fast forward to today, a year and a half ago, Mark Cuban messaged us and requested that we start looking at blockchain. You know, he said, you really should start looking at blockchain as the future of commerce. And we started to do that. And, you know, we looked at the Unicoin, and it just sort of a natural fit. You know, for us to turn Unicoin into a cryptocurrency, it's a no-brainer. And the thing about these ICOs or these token sales is most of them have no technology to speak of. They have no brand. They have no community. They really have no use case. And these guys are raising, you know, tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars because of the cryptocurrency hype. And that's just not sustainable. And, you know, the key with a token sale is when you are purchasing a token, you are not investing in the company. This is not an investment Yep. for equity. What you're doing is you're buying the token, hoping that the company knows how to drive value and demand to that token. So, you know, so we're sort of in a unique position, given that Unicorn is in the cutting edge of esports, which is a, you know, just an amazingly growing industry. It's just such an exciting industry. It's growing at a rapid pace, and the Unicorn brand is really well embedded in the space. And then we're doing a token sale, and we're getting into, you know, cryptocurrency by converting our Unicorn into cryptocurrency. These are two of the most bleeding edge industries in the world right now. So, you know, so we're riding fast and heavy, but it's a ton of fun.
Okay. So what you're saying, so you did all your equity raises, and I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, but I think this is interesting to know. You did all your equity beforehand, and this is sort of a tool that your users can use to do different things. And you pointed out that there's no, or you didn't say that there's any betting with these tokens. It's basically raffles and things and sort of community activities, right?
Yeah. So effectively, you know, in the global markets, there's just sort of raffles and community stuff that they can do. Social, like it's sort of like a social experience. But, you know, we recently, there's a couple of things that we've done. We recently acquired a company called Leet. They're based in Las Vegas, and they are a company that actually set up the first esports friendly casino in okay. Vegas. And what they have is a tournament platform that allows casinos to host their own tournaments in house. The reason we acquired them is because there's sort of a huge push in Vegas to bring more young people in and to make more sort of engaging experiences for young people in particular. You know, if you go to Las Vegas, you'll notice the traffic there is the highest it's ever been, actually. Mm-hmm. And yet, when young people go there, they typically go straight through the nightclub or straight to the nightclub, and they skip the casino. And so, it's sort of an interesting business in that, you know, we've got Unicoins, and even though they only work in, as far as a non-betting currency, there's all these casinos want to work with us as a company, and we can use Unicoins in their spaces in non-gambling type environments or non-regulated environments, and then run tournaments. We can actually run tournaments where people buy in, they win prizes, and the coins are used for other things like hotel rewards and things like that. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing with the Unicoin is we're kind of forking it. We're going to retire the old Unicoin, and we're going to come up with something called Unicoin Gold, which is our cryptocurrency, and that's the one that we're going to sell, in the market. And then there's the Unicoin Silver, which you earn. And Unicoin Silver will still continue to be used in many of the unregulated markets around the world. However, gold can also be used for skill betting in the U.S. And many more markets. And because we have a really unique skill betting platform, which we haven't launched yet, but we're going to, this platform is going to be an exclusive cryptocurrency platform. And you'll be able to use Unicoin Gold on that platform in those markets.
Okay. Is this the future? Is this the way we're going to pay for things in the future? How we're going to bet in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I personally believe that fiat currency is kind of a joke. Like if you think about what's happening with Bitcoin and Ethereum, for example, there's a finite number of these cryptos in the world. Everyone, and with Ethereum, it's sort of on the blockchain. There's an open ledger. I think Bitcoin is going that direction as well. But you know what's out there. Mm-hmm. With fiat currency, the U.S. government can just print paper anytime it wants. It's kind of stupid. And so, with that being said, there's also gold. People trade gold all the time, and I always get asked, why is it that Bitcoin is worth more than gold? And the simple answer is, look, gold is traded on paper mostly. And can you imagine the day where everybody who owns paper gold, ETFs and that sort of thing, makes a call and says, I'd like my gold, please? Like, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, there's not enough gold in the world to fill all the paper orders that's out there. So it's sort of a scam, at the end of the day. And so, yes, I absolutely believe that cryptocurrencies are the future of commerce and the future of banking.
Okay.
Oh, and I think that there's some big problems to be solved here. So, for example, one of the big challenges with crypto is no banks take it, right? Mm-hmm. So there's like security concerns. There's how do you store it? People don't really understand all of that stuff. These are huge issues. But the first bank to be able to accept cryptocurrency will be the biggest bank and the best bank in the world. So you talk about. I remember when I was at Microsoft Ventures, we had Bank of America come in wanting to meet with entrepreneurs to figure out how to get people in their branches. Such a stupid problem to try and solve. And it's like, listen, that you should just blow your branches up and do something different. And one of the things they can do is probably start accepting cryptocurrency, right? And treat it like a first class citizen.
They can get people into their branches again if they start serving coffee.
Exactly. Well, that's an idea. Exactly. Turn it into a Starbucks . Yeah. So, I do believe that crypto is the future, and I think you'll see more of that. And the other thing, I mean, not to get political, but the crazier that politics get, or the less trust people have in government, the more cryptocurrencies are likely to get stronger. So
that's an interesting question. Does the world get worse as cryptocurrencies get stronger? Is it better? What's the chicken? What's the egg?
Yeah. So I think, look, in terms of adoption and in terms of getting people interested in it at scale, I think that the world, getting worse is something that will kind of drive, people to kind of, use crypto, that sort of thing. But I think over time, it's just going to become kind of a natural thing. You know, what's interesting about my industry, and this is the cool part about our business, is we're dealing with, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we're at the cutting edge of two ridiculously forward industries, you know, and our technology forward industries, and our customer base, they're typically, you know, very young people, you know, young being the ages of 18 to 34. Mm-hmm. And many of our customers are actually used to using crypto. They have crypto wallets, you know, they get it. And in the future, you know, they're going to be older and they're going to continue getting it. And the, you know, young people that come into the world are going to get it. So it's just like gaming, you know, gaming grew because people grew up on gaming. And I think the same thing goes with, you know, with alternative currencies.
So basically there's an entire audience of users right now who think about crypto in terms of a absolute credit card replacement. So presumably the old days, you have to submit a credit card. You never know what you're going to get. I can only imagine, I can imagine the various industries where you like betting and porn and whatever else that you have to put a credit card into, and you never know what's going to come out the other end, right?
Yep.
So this basically replaces that entire operation and just says what goes in, you see, and what comes back out, you see.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, not to mention that everything is transparent. So the whole blockchain is transparent, right? Mm-hmm. There's a ledger, there's a public ledger that shows where all the transactions are happening. And you know, so transparency is not a problem. The biggest challenge is security. You know, so you know, companies that are interested in getting into this space, they should look at security. You know, you should look at companies like, you know, there's a company that made a wallet called a hardware wallet. It's made by a company called Trezor, Trezor, and they make this really cool hardware wallet. You know, it's a simple solution. They're based out of the Czech Republic somewhere, but it's you know, it's these types of things or these types of solutions that are going to drive our future. You know, another big problem in crypto to solve is, how do you make it easy? Like, how does my mom access it? You know, and there's no really clean payment processing system. I know, like, there's Coinbase, for example, where they're trying to do it, but it's still not enough. There's different types of tokens. There's you know, there's different types of you know, currencies and standards. You can get Bitcoin, you can get Ethereum, you can get ERC-20 tokens. There's so many different types of things, and you know, being able to transfer from one currency to another is difficult. And so, you know, the one who solves that and makes it super easy is going to be an incredibly successful business.
Okay, so where can people try Unikrn?
Yeah, so they can go to unikrn.com and come to our site and register there. If they want to learn about the token sale or participate in the token sale, they can go to unikoingold.com, mm-hmm. and that's unikoingold.com. And yeah, just come to our website, read the white paper, and learn about it. You know, but just to really touch quickly on the ICO craze or the token sale craze, there's been a lot of companies that have come out with no technology to speak of, no community, you know, really nothing, and they've raised all this money because there was sort of a lack of them. And now there's been somewhere around 75, you know, ICOs that have happened over the summer. You know, I think over the next couple months, you're going to see people get smarter faster. They're not going to just invest in any garbage. There is a lot of garbage coming out, and, you know, people should be very wary of it. And what I would suggest is, you know, the best quality token sales are going to come from companies that have great backers, that have, you know, a brand, some traction, some technology, an amazing team. And most important, they have an application for a token. And it's not just a chip or something. It's got to be something that is native to the platform that people get and a community wants to use. Sure. Because if the community is not using it, you know, they won't get the demand and the token's worthless. So I think those things are very, very important for people to consider.
Okay, so that's great. That's great investment advice, quote unquote. I mean, it's essentially it's open investment, open source investing at this point.
Pretty much, yeah. You can look at it that way. I mean, we're pretty careful about not to call it an investment just because it you know, it gives people the wrong idea. And you have to remember that people from all over the world can buy these, you know, mm-hmm. buy the tokens. So, you know, so we say, look, this isn't an investment in equity, but you are buying a token. And you want to make damn sure that the company you're buying the token from knows what the hell they're doing to add value to the token. Yep.
All right, fascinating. All right, thank you, Rahul. Thanks for joining us on Technotopia.
Thank you.
And we will see you all next week. I'm John Biggs. This is Technotopia, a podcast about a better future. Thanks for listening.
Technotopia is brought to you by Typewriter. Typewriter is your on-demand editor, and their amazing team of writers will make your book chapter, blog post, or email shine. Typewriter editors come from places like TechCrunch, Gizmodo, and the New York Times, and they offer low bulk rates for longer work. Check it out at typewriter.plus. That's typewriter.plus.